please. Okay, Baal Midos. So it says in the quotes, Baal Midos. So we talk about, you know, we got Kaiser. Kaiser's back. We were seething of the kinnah. But we talk about somebody who's a Baal Midos. What does it mean, Baal Midos? Hainim Mishiesh lo Bailus al Midosov. Somebody who has ownership over his Midos. He's in control. He's the Balabas. Or she's the Balabasta. That's somebody who's a Baal Midos. But Makom Shesarich Leo Tokif U Tokif. When he needs to be firm, he's firm. In a place where he needs to be soft, he's soft. But makom shetzriach liot manig, yeah, manig. When he needs to be a leader and step up, he's a leader. But makom shehim anashim hishtadel liot ish. But makom shetzriach lachni l'chaverav kach yaseh. In a place where he needs to humble himself, subjugate himself to his friends, that's what he'll do. Ve'ech shatorah mechayeves oto liot, how the Torah demands that he shall be, kein yihyeh. That's how he'll be. So beautiful. He knows the situation, what it calls for. Sometimes he's got to be aggressive. Sometimes he's got to be chill. Sometimes he's got to take a step back, step forward. Leader, follower. Each case is different. But you're in control. You're the Baal Abbas. Ve'enuchai machshav shel katnus. She'em ze kefi tichunas nafshi. He doesn't live with that thought, that lowly thought, that this isn't according to my personality, according to my teva. No! Whatever the situation calls for, we work on ourselves to make it appropriate and to act in the appropriate context and the appropriate behavior. Zeo Baal Midos Hamiti. That's the true Baal Midos. I'm in control. I know what's appropriate in situation X, Y, and Z. Umidos u inyan rak beno vinkono. In reality, Midos are something that's just between us and the Eibishter, the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki rak HaKadosh Baruch Hu yodei et machshavos lev ha'adam. Only Hashem knows what we're really thinking. Kaso, our anger, kinaso al acherim, our jealousy on others, like Kaiser, v'chol hergashav, and all of our feelings. Hashem only knows how much we envy Him in all areas. Hashem only knows our feelings, our inner feelings. Ha'im rotzeh betovas chaveir b'emes, o chas v'shol mehefech. Hashem knows if we really want what's best for our friends, or chas v'shol the opposite, and we're just two-faced, and we're not really echa b'lev. Hashem really knows. So we go up to Shemayim. We'll be able to have a din v'cheshbon on what we really thought, what we really felt in our inner hearts. Sometimes we play the game, try to be fair, oh, that's great, and like could not be more upset when the friend succeeds. Or try to sometimes give advice when we know it's not in their best interests. U'me'o matsui sheba'al adam nisayon gadol v'raka adam yodei ba'atzmo. And sometimes, something that's very often, a test comes to a person, a big test, and only the person knows himself, and maloso, b'masha ma b'nisyono hakashe. Only he knows how hard it was for him to pass. Could have been jealousy, anger, looking at something, anything related to Midos. He alone, in his own inner battle, only he knows. Now let's finish. Last line. V'dvarim ke'elu meromim et adam. These things, this is what really lifts a person up. When he works on himself, his internal battle, when he can work on really being happy for his friend, really not exhibiting anger, really not exhibiting selfishness. Only we know, and Hashem knows, when we have a bad midah, and when we could overcome it, it really uplifts us. Sharei zeh avodas Hashem shekula lishma. That's true avodas Hashem. Not under the limelight, nobody knowing, our own personal battles. That's what's so beautiful about midos. It's an internal thing that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly knows, could truly be the judge of. So Mir Tashem, every time we're given a test, and it's hard for us, and everybody has different tests, everybody has their own challenges, and we pass it, it's really, really lifting us to different and better heights. Yishkoach Gadol.